Daf Tes Zayin Omid Aleph. Avitin is kar shetachas oichet. It's a pill that was underneath the saddle. Ochet ha-gamal, the camel saddle. Kedin harminon, as we have a targum in Bereshis. Becher ha-kamel is the ba'avita de gamlo. Shalifin is masois, is the loads and the burdens that you put on top of it. Kochos is kalchi yorokos, is the stalks of vegetables. Nimsis ato emir reshim mesachas klein tanino. The reshis of the mesachas said over in the mesachas klein. Kol shehu pachos v'gimel kol geder ha'osli b'konim oimdim pachos m'roichiv gimel. Any fence which is made of reeds, which is standing less than a width of 3 tvachim. Sarach shelo yehi ben zel zeh gimel kedei shelo yuzdakir ha'gedim basroish. Kolemer, this means to say lehedya below ikav. The basroish means that the goat can get through without any difficulties. The dekiras geder mevatale, because going through a wall will make it lose. Mitaris lovud. The halachic concept of lovud that is as if it's sealed together and connected. V'im bein zel zeh gimel, and if there's not 3 tvachim between them, mafilu parutz meruba ala oimid. Even if there's more ear space than wall, can go in kanim shel beis etzba'ois ve'revach beis tvachim bein zel zeh. For example, if you have kanim which is 2 etzba'ois and there's a 2 tefach gap in between them, then it's going to be kosher. It'll still be kosher. Why? Because revach pachos min gimel. Because I mean, in lovud, there's any gap that's the distance of less than 3 tvachim, we say lovud, and therefore it's for kulo havi omud. It's considered as if all of it is walled in. So lovud makes it connected as if it is walled. So even though here it was only 2 fingers each kanim, and so therefore there was more open space than wall, it's still considered as if it's completely walled. Megimel ve'adalav below dal b'chol, not including 4 tvachim. Tzarch shelo yehei bein zel zel kimelo b'chol kam delo havi kimelo. As long as it's not the exact amount, meaning the space in between the walls is not the same as the actual walls. Now for gam the havi revach shloshim, though there's a gap of 3 tvachim, came in the oimid ribo lo, since there's more wall than airspace. Elect lemeimer osi avir the haikisa with the haikisa mavato. Like, do not say that the airspace on each side of the wall does bittel on the wall. And they are considered, therefore, since you don't say the bit on the wall, they are considered doors. Later we're going to answer this. If it was trying to say that open space is like the wall, is could be like exactly the same amount as the wall, then they should have said so. The plant, the lo olam oimid bepachos medalid lemishir connecto, because wall which is less than 4 tvachim is not strong enough to allow you to plant opposite, meaning behind it. Hecha the parts riba olav, so long as there is more airspace than wall. Vad eser veeser bechlal, and 10 amos is included. Avol yosim riyu, but more than 10 amos, kagoyin oimid yud beis otesvav. For example, if there's a wall of 12 or 15. Then you can't say that the amount of the open space is the same amount as the wall. Why the filo butzim l'malo? Because even if it was less than the size of the wall, meaning the air space, the open area was less than the size of the wall, the ika pirtzi yosim asar, because then you would have a gap of more than 10. Amos then mitasakulo, all will become asar. Can the Tanya say if the safe is going to say? Why Rashi chose 12 and 15? He felt the need to give 2 examples at all. And why he chose the numbers 12 and 15, when he could have just said simply 11, I do not know. Since it's an important walling, it's considered a chashuv amount of a walling in, then so too would be if there was more air space, even if there was more air space than wall. I'm going to answer it later. Hari, kan shalosh midos. We have 3 different halachas. But midah rishon, the first halach of the kanim pachusim gimel, the reeds, meaning the wall part, is less than 3 tvachim. Lo kapitin amalo. We don't care about it having a space more than the actual wall that's there. Given the malo lo havi pirsa shlosha, since the airspace then, or the amount of airspace would be less than 3 tvachim. Va'afilu ayos malo lo kapitinam. Even if it's more than the actual walls, we don't care. Ad deika pirsa shlosha, until there's a gap of 3 tvachim. In the second halacha, kavdinin amalo, we care about the ear space being the same size as the wall. Because then we have the amount of gap in the walls that we would consider ear. Well, I see Abraham Aruba Muvatul Oimid in the ear, which is more than the wall, is going to do bittul on the wall. That if you look at it, ain't no matter that even behind the actual wall, you would not be allowed to plant a different species. But Midashlish is in the third halacha, the Iko Oimid Choshev, that you have an important amount of a wall, then Aver Lomavatul, the Aver does not come and do bittul on it, Lakami completely. At least, Umatar Micha Connecta, and you're allowed to plant behind the wall. This is going on everything. Even the amount of, if you have wall from 3 up to 4, the Hokatani Bo, Nami Tsarch Shalari Ben Zelazek Kimuloi. Because it said by it also that you cannot have in between the walls the ear space the same size as the wall. Habatsimur Mulo, but if it was less than the wall, the airspace was less than the wall, then Shari would be permitted. Nivritsu B'yaisir Miyud, Asar Afilu Kulu Amid, even if all of it, all the rest of it was walled in. Hayu Sham Kanim Hadu Kuran, Nimushufim Kedeker, Nu Atsabar, so it was smooth like a hole that's stuck into the ground. Vasilahem Peya Klua Milamayla Mizelezeh, you made, and you strung some sort of rope or branch from one to the other on top of them, because you're making the Tzuris HaPesach door frames. I feel the Yosem Eser Amos is mutter the Tzuris HaPesach behind you, but climb after the Yosem Eser, because the Tzuris HaPesach will help to allow you to permit you the plant and not be climbed, even when the Tzuris HaPesach is more than 10 Amos. My Mulo Nichnas V'yotzi V'hochi Mash V'braisa. This is how you explain the Braisa. Kol Shehu Megimel, anything which is Kol Shehu Gimel, anything which is 3 Tvachim, U'Megimel V'ad Dalin, from 3 to 4 Tvachim, Tzarech Shaloi Hebin Zelazem Mulo. You can't have in between it the amount of airspace, the amount of the wall, nichnas v'yotzei, going in and coming out. Meaning shlo yehi paritz ko'imid v'nichnas v'yotzei. You shouldn't have the airspace like the wall in going in and out. The havalei, because then it's really the havalei paritz meruba. It's going to be more ear than wall. B'moya paris meruba, this is more ear than wall. B'moya meruba al omid, this is more ear than wall. Af kenega the omid is going to be usher. Even behind the wall will be usher to plant. Hol b'hukuf b'davar sheinu chashuv, since the walling is not considered an important chashuv walling, shein b'rochav dalam, because it does not have the width of four tvachim. I did it on the ratio. Paris meruba al omid, usher is usher, the little sagyo. The lo katani lo, you were able to not say it, the gluya mulo, to teach us the halacha is with regard to when it's the same size, the ear space and the wall. The lo mitzumtzum kamar, we're not talking about where it's exactly even. Kamash lan haka oimid mutter, which is coming to teach us that when it's exactly the same amount of wall and ear space, it'll be mutter af kenega the parts, even in the space which is not walled. Tana seifa oimid meruba ala parts. Even though we don't need it, the homogufa shemas, and we learn from the actual halacha that filu yesh omid kaparitz, even if there is wall-like the same amount as the open space, it's shari, it's permitted. Why? Mid tani le shalei he parts ko omid, since it said that the open space should not be like the wall. V'tartzina law, and we answer is v'nichnas v'yaitze, which is a little bit extra. Hobit simsim is exactly the same amount to be shari. V'koshkin omid meruba la parts, and certainly if there is more wall than ear. Elam Mishum Reisha Tani Seveth. Since we had to mention in the first case, so we mentioned the second case. Elam Mishum Lamedek Mim. And I know it's infer from it. Hakaparis Oser. That if it was exactly the same amount of ear space as wall, it would be Oser. That's not what we're trying to do. Reisha Larav Huna Lokasha. I did the boy Lamisi Seveth. Omi Meruba Alaparis. Mutter is Mutter. The Lo Saki. The Lo Katani. You were forced to say this over. Why the Kamash Malon? Hakaparis Oser. That if it was like the open area, it would be Oser. Because even if it was the same amount as the wall, it would still be Aser. Earlier, that part's called Omid is Mutter, that if you have the same amount of ear as wall, it's Mutter. When it's 3 Tvachim, the wall together with when it's less than 3 Tvachim, the Misni. And to just say, anything which is less than 3 Tvachim, the Gimel and 3 Tvachim, Gimel, you should not have in between them 3 Tvachim. The Lomatzil the Memer. Because you're not able to say tzarch shelo yehi bein zeh lezeh gimel, that you can't have in between them three tvachim. They came in the oimid gimel, since you have three tvachim of wall. Lo ichbat lon the parts nami gimel. We don't care if the ear is also three tvachim. The whole parts go oimid mutter, because if it's the same amount of ear space as wall, then it's permitted. Therefore, we had to go in and make a hefsek, a gap, a separation, and say over gabe pachus medalid. and to teach it over by less than four. The Mishnah they kumulol to say that and to say over the word that it's the same, that it's the gap is the same as the wall. The lahavi mashiv minichas yosef, which then will imply to us that we're talking about really was a little bit extra. El Rav Huna the Amar Shalom Paritz go oimid is aser. He says that it's the same, exactly the same amount as ear space as wall. It's aser. I feel connected oimid even next, even behind the wall. The Arab gimel behind the pachas. But gimel you can combine into one statement. Three tefachim with less than three tefachim. The listening and to stay over. Tzarch shalo yehi bein zeh lezeh gimel tefachim. You should not have in between them to three tefachim. Mishum de lo dami psula. The bachas of gimel, the psula of the gimel. That the that which asers less than three tefachim walls is not the same as asering when it's three tefachim wall. Why? The psula of the bachas of gimel. That which is possible when it's less than three tefachim is lo havi matzilim misnim bepar. It's merubo. Alami, you couldn't say it over when there was more ear than wall. The kolkamid the lo havi parts gimel, because as long as there's no ear space of three tefachim, ahogav the omi tefach will parts tefachim, even though the wall is only a tefach and the ear is two tefachim, still it's kosher. Still kosher. Mechimata parts l'shleisha, when the ear, the gap, and the ear space becomes into three tefachim, ashmeinon, then we teach you the b'hochi mikri parts. That's when it's called open b'shem yizdakar kedi, because the goat can get through it. So the sefer hech the omid gimel when the wall is three tefachim lo mislim mishum dikur gedi. The psul is not because of the goat getting through. The ihavi omid merubo, because if the it was more wall then ear lo havi chashin and gedi, then we wouldn't be worried about the goat getting through. Elo mishum my mislim. So well, what's the reason that is possible? The parts of gimel when there's a three tefach gap. So mishum havi parts go omid, because the psul is because the air space and the wall is the same size. But Tana like Muri Midas no mechitzah kasei, and the Tana has come to teach us halachos by walls. The mechim matzil lechedushi time when he can come and teach us a new reason. Mitli bepsula achrina tanya, and he can go tell us a different reason why it should become possible. He said it over and told it to us. Pachos megimel money rabban him to come after like bein pachos megimel legimel, since we differentiated between less than three tefachim to three tefachim. Shmami no, that teaches you Rabbanan, he would go according to the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Mafli and Abi Ben Pachos and Gimel the Gimel, because they hold that there's a difference between less than three and three, because they hold Baba is up to three. Amos say for Kol Shul Gimel Umi Gimel V'Adala, the Mekom Mafli Ben Pachos and Medala the Dala, since we're making differentiation between less than four Tzvachim to four Tzvachim, the Kamer Pachos Medala that we said that when it's less than four Tzvachim imparts Yasser Alav, if there's more airspace than the wall, Afkenega the Umid is Yasser, then even behind the wall it's going to be Yasser. V'Adala Gufe, and fourth of them itself, Katani Sefer, we say in the Sefer, the matter connected that you can plant behind the wall. Vafal Gav, the parts, yes, sir, I love, even though there's more airspace. Shmami, this teaches you that Mishum and Gamliel, that we're going according to Mishum and Gamliel's opinion. Daf Tezayin, Omid, base. Also, Mishum and Gamliel, Kalamarans means to say, Adalid until fourth of them, below Dal Bachal, fourth of them not being included, to the time of Bobo Achrisi, because we have another statement, Halacha said over closer to dala anything which is four tefachim midala adyud amos, and from four tefachim until ten amos also l'mishum megamliel. That's going according to Mishum megamliel's opinion. Kamafli nami bein pachus midala the dala. The him differentiates between less than four tefachim and four tefachim. Halachi garsinim tei rabbanan megimel vaad gimel vaad dalid gimel vaadalid chadu megimel vaad dalid bitmiya from three tefachim until four tefachim. This is a question. Hey, kamafli dalid megimel. How can you separate between four tefachim and three tefachim? The ketani ad velo ad bechlavim. We said it's up in the amount and not including it. The tani seifo, the seifo says kol shehu dalet, anything which is four tefachim. Halu rabbanim gimel v'dalet chadu. But when it comes to the rabbanim, three and four tefachim is the same. Hanimili l'mayla ke'ein koira, like when we're dealing with a horizontal crossbeam. Masisin the Mishnah. Makivin gimel chavol mashayora shechansu bebikokoi. It's talking about condition Mishnah earlier on Tesvavim Beis, when you have the caravan which is encamping. Zeh lemailum is the algabe yusedos on top of pegs or pillars, what it might be, no poles, sub of around the encampment. Min atachton lekarko apachos v'gimel, from the bottom rope until the ground is going to be less than three tefachim. Havi kulo amid, and therefore we're going to consider all of it as if it's walled in. Why? They kalavat amid, because it's lavat, and we mendu lem se'ayim from that bottom rope until the middle rope is also going to be pachos v'gimel. It's going to be less than three tefachim. Harei shisha amid. So now, once again, because of lavat, you have six tefachim which are walled in. Pachos v'beis mashehun, mishnei havir, and it's going to be less than two mashehus in the two ear spaces, and from the middle rope until the top upper rope is going to be pachos v'shloshes. It's also going to be less than three tefachim. Hari v'shloshes arbiyon, with the three ear spaces, you're going to have tisha nine tefachim oimi, which is going to be considered walled in because of lavin, the pachos v'shloshes mashon, because it's less than three mashes. Shir oivi hachavon zeser al tefach shloshes mashon. There's three mashes of the ropes. Kedei shiyu kachol asar tefachim. So in order with the ear spaces together with the small ropes, you're going to get 10 tefachim. Makifim makanim neutzim ba'oimdim. Then they're stuck into the ground and standing up. Zuhi mechitza shel shasi. This is a mechitza of shasi. Vertical. Aval shel chavolam, but of the ropes, the havi mechitza shel ariv. That is a mechitza of ariv. Those are the warp in the weft and the how you're weaving garments. But shayar debo hekilu, that's when we have eitzel etzlon. We're more make lenient by them. She'enim srichen ela o shasi o ariv. They're only going to need either a vertical or a horizontal wall. Kegoin kanim is ariv, like the reeds is when it's ariv, and kegoin chavolam, sorry, oshasi, ela oshasi, or ariv, shasi is kegoin kanim. Shasi is when it's the vertical walls, and ariv is kegoin chavolam, and the horizontal walls is by like the ropes. Aval yachad, so one individual person, lo hakilu, not mekel, adje ebel, shasi, va ariv. This is going to have like a lattice work wall. Kol mechitza she'ena, Rabbi Yosi, polig, alehe davor, Rabbi Yosi is arguing with his father, demastisin, in our mission, become that filu l'shayera be'ina shesiv. All right, that even for a caravan, you're going to need, well, a lattice work type wall. Echem mishnei tefar or shesiv. All right, nope, you don't. It can be either or. Does not. It could be either horizontal or vertical. Does not have to be both. Gemar. Hari omei meruba al haparetz v'shesiv. Havi omei avagav the ika pirtzos. Even though there are gaps, because not only el as we said earlier, but you pirtzos yisera salabinyan. You shouldn't have more gaps than wall. And the standard kelim that you're using by for an animal are going to be shasi. They're standing on top of the ground. But erv mai lechavolim the mastisin from the ropes of our mission. You can't learn hechshera that it's because you're wide. Hasam kulu amitu, because there it's considered all as if it's walled in. Why the kilavidomi? Because we worked with lavud. La'evid aver ha'echo the pachos v'shloshe. You're going to make the ear space of one of them less than three tochim. The chevel mashehu and a small rope. The king chaining instead of the second one. The habil hu shisha oimi. You're going to have six tochim that are considered walled in. The aver hashlishi and the third ear space pachos ma'arba. It's going to be less than four tochim. The chevel mashehu and the small rope. With this kasha pierces a dalba oimi shel shisha. You're going to allow the four tefach gap of space to be permitted together with the six tefach of walled in. Now this is a virtual walled in because it's working with lavud. Above you have ten, full tefachim, ha'kaimalan, we pass in, mechitza tuluya, ena mataras. If it's a hanging wall, it's not something which can be used as a wall to permit you to carry. Iloi, ba'aver ha'shlishi, shu elyon, the ear space, which the third ear space, which is the top part. Also, you have your demincha chevel le'ulrekia, from the rope until the sky, with the high gisa shemenu le'ulemse, and from the upper rope to the middle rope. The Havi Nami Avi, which is also ear, why came in the Havi Yosem Rishlosha, since it's more than three tefachim. Muvatalei lechevel is going to make two bittel on the rope, will be as if the rope is not there. And kan elavot tafel, then you're only going to have six tefachim on the bottom. Vimuki lo be mce, in kan oimi meruba ala parts. You're not going to have more wall than open space. El mke, tetsar v'shtei ruchos levatel, unless you're going to combine the two ear spaces and do bittel. Ella. It doesn't work out. And this is what Rav Hamnuna was asking. The Shavak Bodalad Shleim complete ones, Lamaila on the top of Mashu, Lamata, a little small amount on the bottom. This side, which is a little bit less than three Tvachim next to the ground, the Hashta Havali Omid Meruba Ala parts, because then you have more wall than airspace. Meruch Achas on one side, Avir the high gisa and the air on the other side, with the high gisa and the ear space on the two sides. Nami lekel and memory, you can't say this. Why? Hoyva oimi meruba ala aver, since you have more ear, you have more wall than ear. The two say minedes underneath it. Mechitza tuluyim meboyele. Mechatzelas asara, it was a 10 tefach size mat. Shekbim in the kaka, you lift it up off the ground. Shlosha oyeis, and three or more tefachim. Meboyele, lerav hamunra. That was the question of Hamunra. Imavata lo oimi. The parts, Shematachtav, if the wall is going to do bittel on the open space underneath it, Hoyol Pachos Mimenu, since it's less than it, Olo or not. In order to allow you to fill up from the water, like a beam that's shehin lemaylam in the mine, which is sticking out above the water. The parak case of mishtatvin is going to be later in this mesecta in the parak called case of mishtatvin. Kol mechitzas Shabbos behanach mechitzas ruiz, these weaker type walls shehin de shasi or the ariv, the only vertical or horizontal kamar. That's what we're talking about shehitim in the rabbin malidei tchak, that we are only permitting it to a group of people because when they have some sort of difficulty. If you made a walled in area more than 2 sov, which is 100 by 50 amos, the size of the chutzner of the Mishkan, even though it was walled in for living space for living purposes, shahari loder behem below the Shabbos, he could from Erev Shabbos, because they walled it in on Erev Shabbos to live inside of it on Lel Shabbos, habes sasayim yashari, but up until 2 sov would indeed be mutter. Let Litain Lahan called Sarkhan the Hodak Amara Bihudo Bishayoro Dibu. That was Rabbi Huda said that we're talking about the caravan of Lola Yochan, not to one person, Litain Lo called Sarkho. Behind the Michitzus Kamar. It's talking about giving him all of his needs with these walls. I will base the Sayyim, but the two saw, Vade Avil and Efeshari give him, Hoyle Muludir Hekifa, since he walled it in for living purposes. The Baha Shayoro, and when this in Adif, and this, the caravan is better than an individual. Yavin who calls Sarkhan give him all of their needs. The chavolam mutter behekav chavolam is permitted to with a when you've walled it in with the ropes. Apolish enkan elarik, even though you only have horizontal walls. Nice and low base the same. The mechitzah zil with his walls abel the mechitzah ma'alisa, but if it was a full fledged wall, which would be like a lattice work, then kama diboi as much as he wants he can have. They shouldn't wall off more than what they need, a size of two saw, more than what they need. That was your basic mission said. That it's not a mechitza. That means it's not a mechitza for all of their needs. A mechitza he the basic sign, but it is indeed a mechitza for up until two saw. Laechlad for when it's one person. Ulubayis. Ulubeis, shesh, l'shayara, and it's going to be 6 for a caravan.